Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. Welcome to the series, A Woman After God's Heart, being intentional in our devotion to pursuing God during our lifelong Christian journey. Lesson 11, our goal, running our eternal race. What does it mean to run the race set before us? Hebrews 12, verse 1, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The book of Hebrews lists examples of faithful believers who stayed strong and steadfast in their spiritual race. It tells of the miraculous accomplishments they achieved as they threw off what could hinder them. We too can be encouraged as we run our own personal race with perseverance to the very end. Hebrews 11, part of this chapter says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God rather than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release so that they might obtain a better resurrection. The steadfastness of these Old Testament witnesses or examples speaks to every Christian of not being lukewarm or complacent. Rather, we are to be fully engaged in the eternal spiritual race. The goal is to finish well no matter what trials we go through. There will be a miraculous message of the goodness and power of God when our goal is to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus so he can be known. When our life is over, then our race is finished. We had the opportunity to fully live our life to please God. We did this by pursuing him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. He was first in our life every day because each day was closer to the end of running our race well for God's glory and honor alone. Let's do PAT, practical application tools, 4 ways to run the race. First way, keep the faith. Second way, be a spiritual athlete. Third way, finish the race. Fourth way, our strength is in Christ. First way, keep the faith. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, Paul stated, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Paul is declaring to us that indeed it is a fight of faith in the spiritual realm to finish the individual race God puts us on. The word translated kept, as in kept the faith, means to keep by guarding, to watch over. In other words, we are to watch over our faith. We are to keep guard of what could hinder us from finishing the race set before us. Keeping the faith is not easy because at times we will have doubts. We will experience tremendous hardships and heartaches. We can become confused or weary in well-doing. The world, others, and our own sinful nature will work against us as we try to run the race faithfully with perseverance. Therefore, it is essential we are continually in the Word of God, reading and studying it, memorizing and meditating on it. This is what gives us the spiritual strength and endurance to continually run our personal eternal race. Now, these are only a few of the scriptures that declare the importance of God's Word. This is one of the essentials that will help us finish our race well, along with prayer and praise. Romans 10, verse 17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Hebrews 4, verse 12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Colossians 3, verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Acts 17, verse 11, now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Psalm 119, verse 18, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Psalm 1, verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Psalm 119, verse 11, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. James 1, verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Satan's goal is to keep us from running our race well. He came to steal our steadfastness so we would waver and be lukewarm. He came to kill our potential of bearing much eternal fruit. He came to destroy our message of God's goodness and faithfulness as we run our race, no matter what trials come across our path. John 10, verse 10, he came to steal, kill, and destroy. 1 Peter 5, verse 8, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, and that someone is you. But look at the example of Paul we can follow. His faith and faithfulness to God was astounding, as he declared in 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. This is significant because this was Paul's last epistle before his martyrdom. He is telling us that it is a spiritual warfare to run the course, but we win by keeping our faith. He ran his race out of love for God and others to the very end of a horrifying death. The disciples are also examples of those who kept the faith despite their upcoming martyrdom. They were willing to courageously speak the truth of God's ways, even though it cost them their lives. They kept running their own individual race despite all that tried to trip them up. They were serious about their Christian faith and living it out to honor Christ. Not all of us will come across this type of severe hardship, but it puts things into perspective when we look at our own lives and see what we allow to pull us off our spiritual race. The Greek word agonizomai, translated fought, literally means to engage in conflict. The word used in the context of competing in athletic games to win a prize or fight in military conflict to win the battle. Considering that Paul was chained to a Roman soldier when he wrote this epistle, it would have been easy for him to make such an analogy of being in a spiritual fight or conflict as he ran his race. Nonetheless, he kept on his spiritual course even in prison, as he won a number of Roman soldiers to Christ during his imprisonment. Philippians 1 verse 13, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else. And a fun fact, in the New Testament, the Praetorian Guard were the elite soldiers who guarded the Roman emperor and were the city's police force. They kept people in custody for trial before the emperor. Paul was chained to a Praetorian soldier and was under constant guard for at least 2 years, as he was always handcuffed to the guardsmen. We will also have our own battles to fight as we run the race set before us. We will experience various trials at different seasons in our life that are meant to strengthen us so we can persevere in our race. But Satan wants to weaken us, so we will give up. The key is to be aware of what and who is pulling us off our path, then seeking God's strength to stay on it instead of giving in to getting off it. Just a note, running the race is not literal. Rather, it means to take seriously our Christian journey and not be complacent about it. Just because we sit down to pray does not mean we are not running our race. There are those that fall away from the faith. 1 Timothy 4 verse 1. But the Spirit explicitly says that in latter times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. This is a warning regarding the serious issue of false teachers who are deceivers and therefore a danger to the faith. False teachers and false teaching arise to deceive Christians. They are there right now in our midst. This is a clear doctrine of Jesus and is shown throughout all the books of the New Testament except Jude. This is clearly a serious matter. Our goal as women who pursue the heart of God is to have a discerning mind as we know what the Bible says and what it truly means. We must throw off every false doctrine, false teaching, and false teachers that can entangle us with deceit so we can't run the eternal race. Mark 13, verse 22, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show signs and wonders in order to lead astray, if possible, the elect. Paul warns in 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 2, that certain people will depart from the faith. They were part of some type of church family, but later separated themselves from the faith. And why is that? Their departure was because of spiritual deception. 2 Timothy 4, verse 3, "For the time will come when men will not tolerate sound doctrine, and that time is right now. But with itching ears, they will gather around themselves teachers to suit their own desires." To run our race to the very end, we must be wary of false teaching that continually infiltrates our very own churches, from wolves dressed in sheep's clothing and even from other believers. What they say and teach might sound good, but it is not good. Rather, it is extremely harmful to the faith. That is because what they believe is not in unity with the absolute truth of what God's word actually says and means, and thus, that's why it's harmful to the faith. They mix a lot of truth sprinkled with a little, but devastating deceit. Second way, be a spiritual athlete. Scripture uses a metaphor such as mentioning athletes, soldiers, and farmers to encourage Christians to live a disciplined life so they can run their personal spiritual race even during hardships. 2 Timothy 2, verses 3 through 6, "Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life, so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. Also, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer ought to be the first to receive his share of the crops." What kind of race do believers run? The passage referencing the athlete draws from the imagery of the foot races of ancient Israel, Greece, and the amphitheaters of Rome. This passage is meant to challenge and encourage believers to run the race with perseverance so as to receive their heavenly prize, just as the Greek athletes ran to receive an earthly one. Athletes in these foot races at the amphitheaters were surrounded by rows upon rows of spectators. This is an imagery for us of the great cloud of witnesses spoken of in Hebrews 11. These are the men and women of God who lived their lives with strong, steadfast faith as they ran their spiritual race. They did it, and so can we. Despite all the worldly pulls, our own human sinfulness, or unimaginable sorrow while on earth, we too can be committed to our faith as we run like professional spiritual athletes, all for the glory and honor of God. Those spoken of in Hebrews 11 tells us they are the rows and rows of faithful believers who cheer us on with the legacy of their message they left behind as an example to us. Hebrews 12, verse 1, "Run with perseverance the race marked out for us." Third way, finish the race. This race is the Christian life and all it entails, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful. We are called to stay on course, stay true to God and His ways, remain faithful to the very end, no matter what comes across our path, till we take our last breath. Philippians 3, verse 14, "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 through 25. "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They do it to a perishable wreath they will receive, but we an imperishable. Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. This race is for Christ and the glory of God, not for our own selfish gain. Hebrews 12:2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Running our personal spiritual race God has set before us is a lifelong commitment. Regardless of what comes across our path, we must commit ourselves to run the race that pleases God to the very end. Part of the commitment to make us strong spiritual athletes is prayer and praise, reading and studying God's word, fellowship with friends, having godly mentors, a church that consistently and courageously teaches all the Bible and what it truly means, and examining ourselves to assess what slows us down or could get us off the path. These are our spiritual weights that make our mental and spiritual muscles strong. Fourth way to run the race, our strength is in Christ. This is the only way we can run our spiritual race faithfully. We cannot do it in our own human strength, that will fail us. Philippians 4, verses 11 through 13. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Where we gain much strength to run the race is to be content in whatever circumstances our sovereign God allows upon our path. We learn to trust and rely on him in any situation and even be grateful as we realize the good that comes out of it is being able to go through anything with the strength God gives us. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, and he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. In this way, Christ gets all the praise, all the glory, all the honor as we declare to others it is only through him that we are able to continually run our spiritual race well, all for the glory of God alone. To recap, four ways to run the race. First way, keep the faith. Second way, be a spiritual athlete. Third way, finish the race. Fourth way, our strength is in Christ. May you and I fight the good fight of faith as we run the spiritual race God has set before us with ongoing faithfulness and perseverance. Thanks so much for joining me. And thanks for subscribing and sharing with others so we all can be a source of encouragement in God's Word. Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's Word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.